Welcome to the show that helps you break through barriers to achieve an extraordinary life. This is Life, Then Finance with your host, Caroy King. Questions from listeners just like you will help to foster practical solutions to issues in your life. Now, here is your host, Caroy King.
Thank you for this wonderful morning, Lord. I hope everybody is good. So we are having a wonderful day today. Isn't it awesome? Every time you wake up, you know you have another opportunity to do things right. The masses are new every morning. It's like, let's reset and refresh and let's go. If you messed up yesterday, well, say you're sorry and move on. God is good. There's no guilt or condemnation. Today's scripture is going to be Luke 10:42. This is the story of when Jesus visited Martha and Mary. And Martha was so upset because she did all the work in the house while Mary was just seated at Jesus' feet hearing the word. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her. If you read the whole thing, maybe from verse 38 all the way, you realize some of us are spending all our resources, time, energy, and skill on the wrong thing. The priorities are messed up. Instead of being at Jesus' feet to hear a word that will propel you very quickly to do what you have to do, you're doing everything else that has nothing to do with nothing. It has nothing to do with your calling. It has nothing to do with the direction you're trying to go. Being busy without actually being effective. We have to start with having God as our priority. We seek Him first. Do His will first. Believe me, He will make sure everything aligns up. He's not a man that He should lie. There is a reason why Mary chose the best thing by sitting at Jesus' feet first. Actually, I feel the need to read from verse 38 all the way to 40 so that we get a better picture. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village and a certain woman called Mary welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary who also sat at the feet of Jesus and heard his word. But Mary was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care what my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. Jesus answered and said to her, Mary, Mary, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good thing, which will not be taken away from her. Remember one thing, the word of God will not be taken away from you. You pray that it's falling on good ground. Secondly, it's not that Martha was doing the wrong thing. No, there's nothing wrong with serving Jesus. She was doing the right thing, but the priority was wrong. She needed to just be seated at his feet to listen to the word. Not all the things we are doing are wrong things, but they are just distractions from the correct thing. And remember, good is the enemy of best or better. If we are not careful, the clutter in our life will take over and the distractions. Everything is there to cause some form of addiction, like reliance on it. Yes, it will distract you once, but there will be that addiction thing to it where you have the need to go back again and again. And everything takes away the time, takes away the mental capacity in terms of memory, you know. So, for example, you watch a movie today and you're still thinking about it tomorrow, 2 weeks later, and you're like, what? First of all, it wasn't even that good, and I'm still thinking about it. What is going on here? Basically, what I'm saying, we have to jealously guard your life. What is your eye get seeing, your ear get, and what actions are you taking? Because your actions usually come from the things you've been seeing and hearing, influence the actions you'll be taking. And it's okay to always self-evaluate. So that's how we get better. You do good this week, then next week you start stumbling a little. Guess what? Get back on the wagon. The grace is sufficient. Do some repentance if necessary, then you move on. But always self-examine, because that's the only way. The enemy is sneaky, because if he knows you've mastered an area, he's going to find another one. But he will come back and check at a later time if you still mastered the other one. Yeah, that's why we keep rotating the same old thing. You're like, I thought I was good 3 years ago, and I got over this issue. Why is it popping up again? Well, he came to check, and your guards were down. Yeah, that's just the way it is. It's a learning process, and you know, and God knows, he's watching. By this point, he's so happy with most of us, with the traction we've made from where we used to be. The angels are dancing. They're like, "Woo! You should have seen us." You know, you just keep stepping one step at a time. Well, have a good one. Love you all.
Thank you again for tuning in to Life Then Finance. Please join Karoy King for another edition next week. For coaching, booking speaking engagements, and any other inquiries, please send an email to KaroyKing@lifethenfinance.com or visit www.lifethenfinance.com. May the coming week be filled with exceeding grace and favor in every aspect of your life.